Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're about to enter a playoff where your quarterback is the least experienced of all the other guys that are playing, and more than likely considered to be the 12th best quarterback in the 12-team playoff. And for Georgia fans, many of you have not thought about it that way. You just think that my team and our team is pretty damn good. They are. But it's also been about Carson Beck at his best when this team has looked like it's an elite team. Like, that's a national championship caliber team in offense when he's playing at his best. But it's also looked the other way, Mike, and we saw that. You got to go back, obviously, the first half of the Alabama game. Or, you know, you look at Ole Miss. That wasn't totally Carson Beck's fault. Everybody got outplayed that day.
Right.
So,
again, I'm looking forward to talking to Seth Emerson at about 4 o'clock and say, hey, what do we even know about Jaden Rashada? Because, obviously, at practice, you know, it's the access the media has is at a premium. But I'm curious, what kind of reps does he get? Is he in the mix? And I went back, as we said, guys, JT Barrett was the starting quarterback who got hurt right before the playoffs that year that Ohio State won their title or won title under Urban Meyer, and Cardale Jones was the next man up. You know, they eventually, you know, went on to win the championship. I'm just curious, are you exploring all your options, or is it always simply they always defer to the man who's been in the program the most, the longest, and that's certainly the way Kirby's operated, which you can't argue with. He's got two natties from it.
Yeah, he does.
But I'm just looking for, to your point, if you looked at both quarterbacks, and for what it's worth, Rashada did start 3 games for Arizona State, so I mean, that matters to fans or not. I'm just and guys, I had guys on the text line. Well, are you playing the race card? I'm talking about the best athlete. You're making it a racial thing. I'm talking about who's the best athlete. Who's the guy who gives you the best chance to win? Who's the guy who gives you matchup issues? You know, he's not considered a dual threat, but he's a really mobile quarterback who can move around in the pocket.
Yeah, I just feel like if you're going into these playoffs, if I'm coaching any of these teams, doesn't matter who it is, Arizona State, pick your team. I want to put our team in the best position to win every chance. I got 4 weeks. Right, for the teams that are going to host these home games, you got 4 games. Georgia gets to bye, they get 3, right? If they get to the championship game, you got 3 weeks where, Mike, you have to play really damn good and put it all together. Who gives me the best chance to do that? That's really what we're talking about. And if that means you're playing somebody that maybe you haven't played, it's the same discussion we're having about the Falcons. If we're not playing well, how do I get my team to get a spark or play well? And who gives me the best chance to do that?
Now, Gunnar Stockton certainly can win a game with his legs. We saw that. He's got a different element. Maybe you could argue. Even Carson Beck can pick him up and put him down. But how is he going to be able to throw? You're going to have to, like, at some point, they're going to take away some of the things you're trying to do, and they're going to make Gunnar Stockton beat you. That's just common sense.
Let me tell you, I don't care who they end up playing. And if it's Notre Dame.
That's a good deal. That's
if
what
it's
we said
Notre
earlier.
Dame.
That's a really good deal. I know we can joke around about losing to NIU, but that's like literally a season ago. They're a really good defense.
Freeman has them balling, and I'll say this. They will take away the run. And then they're going to literally say, hey, Gunner, go ahead. If you throw for 350 today against us, you can win. And I think that's going to be the challenge. Big O, what do you want to add, man?
I think there's a reason why Georgia fans right now maybe aren't sweating the idea of Gunnar Stockton over Carson Beck. And it's the 24 days that Kirby has it between the end of the season right now and the playoff game. 24 days to get Gunnar Stockton ready. Go back to their first national championship run. You had Stetson, who had all the doubt coming off the SEC championship game. You had 3 weeks to get that guy ready for Michigan.
After the loss.
After the loss. Yep. They went out there and rolled over Michigan, and you saw a different quarterback in the Alabama game.
Right. So after the loss, bam, in the SEC championship. Right, right.
Yeah, you got 24 days to prep Gunnar in every single way he needs to be prepped. So he might not have the experience, but you got time in between to get this guy ready to play.
And that's why the bye was so important. That's why winning that game on Saturday was such a big deal. To think if Georgia had to turn right about and right around here and potentially not have the bye and the extra time, it might be a different story. That's a great point, though. I still believe if you were to give me a chance to pick, if we were in the backyard and I said, okay, all these guys are available. Here are the 12 quarterbacks. I'm still not picking Gunnar Stockton until 12.
Now, Gunnar Stockton, for those who don't remember his recruitment, this is a kid who accounted for 70 touchdowns his senior year in high school. 55 in the air, 15 on the ground, and he also stuck around. And it's also kind of on the other side of the argument is, here's a kid who's going to be rewarded for being loyal, for not stepping out as everybody else does now in the transfer portal, which he could have done.
But you think he'll be the starter, obviously, going into spring?
Yeah. Now, again, but you and I were just talking about it. Carson Beck, a lot of mock drafts, Carson Beck is not even considered a first-round pick. I wouldn't go as far as some people have said he's a day three guy, but I think Carson Beck's stock certainly took a giant tumble from being a potential Heisman hopeful to start the season to where, you know, you don't even think about it.
If I'm not top 10, if I'm him, I'm coming back. I'm leaving a lot of money on the table. And if that is the case, and we'll know more here as we get to the spring, if that is the case, Mike, then you're talking about him potentially going somewhere and probably starting his career as a backup, not a starter, because he wouldn't be picked high enough to be considered, well, we absolutely have to start him. It doesn't mean that he might not have a great NFL career, but if I have a chance to go back and wow everybody and say, wow, look at the difference between last year and this year. And by the way, they went out. Kirby knew what he needed. He went out and got receivers. He's going to have better receivers next year.
He couldn't have any worse, I can tell you that. But that's an interesting point. And then as Randy McMichael was saying, do you necessarily want Carson Beck back based on some of the things that happened this year? If Gunnar Stockton shows out in a small sample size.
Well, the way they talk about him, I would hope that they would. I mean, the way the Kirby rants and raves about how good he is and what a great kid he is and all this stuff, if he wants to come back, you should be open arms. You're telling me all this experience I'm about to let go because we don't want him? Unless, Mike, you feel like whoever's in that quarterback room is so much better than what you currently
have.
Well,
I thought Beck took a big step backwards this year. I don't know if we talked about the pressure, and like we're not talking about an interview about his film study. It has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. We're talking about too many interceptions. Yes, he's got a receiver core that didn't help him at times, but he also threw it directly to the other team a number of times. Way too much.
All right. What's going to be this game plan for the Falcons? Because it is important that not, number one, they execute it, but number two, everybody right now is talking about who the Raiders quarterback is going to be. I want to be clear about this. I don't care. I don't care who it is. You are a better team, even though we've lost four in a row, than the stinking Raiders are and have been all season long. If you lose this one, Mike, and I don't care if it's Aiden O'Connell or if it's Desmond Ridder, and I know that hurts us just a little bit more because he was terrible here, but it shouldn't even matter who the quarterback is, because you should be better than the Raiders like everybody else has been this year. With that said, I do want you to hear Raheem Morris talking about Desmond Ridder. He was asked about it yesterday. And what if Ridder is starting? Big O 13. Let's hear Raheem Morris.
If he gets an opportunity to go out there and play, I'm sure he'll have a full practice week. He'll be able to prepare the right way and get ready for us. A familiar opponent, some people he know. And now we got to get ready for him as well. So he can run the football. He's talented. He's athletic. He's big. He can throw the football. He did a lot of good things. He wasn't able to lead our team into the way that we wanted him to go to the future. He's getting a second opportunity, like most a lot of quarterbacks do in this league. And we got to get ready to play him or Aiden and be ready for both, or either one that shows up.
Now, I think Aiden O'Connell obviously is better, and Ridder's getting potentially a second chance with the Raiders. But, I mean, like, those are nice comments. Let's be honest. Atlanta, what do you remember about Desmond Ridder? You guys are ready to move on, and there were various reasons why.
Well, I was ready to move on after the fourth week because he's just not that good. He's just not an NFL starting quarterback. And look, you can put him around better talent, and maybe you'll get slightly better results, but he just doesn't process things. And he had a chance, and they gave him every opportunity. And we can debate, you know, the coaching staff and the decisions and some of the things that Arthur did with him. I still think they did him a disservice by not getting him more rest. But again, that ship has sailed. But if you do lose to this guy who's proven he couldn't cut it here, that would really be the ultimate embarrassment for this team. I know that's something that Coach Rod, nobody in that room is going to talk about this week, but the fans know that and the media knows that. That's a joke. If you lose to Desmond Ridder, that's a joke. You've got a 5-game losing streak, and the quarterback you gave $100 million guaranteed to has lost his way. You better get a damn touchdown this week. We're going to go five. I'm going to have to listen to Raheem Morris after 5 weeks of no touchdown throws? That we still trust this guy? Come on. At what point, Carl, do you say, yes, he's won some games, but for whatever reason, he's lost it?
Yeah. Look, I keep saying it's a big week. It's a big week. At some point, it will be a big week for them to make a decision. Whether it's staying the course, which obviously that's where we are now, or moving on. But you're absolutely right. Like, that is what this comes down to, which is why I don't care who the quarterback is. It should be Cousins versus anybody they want to throw out there, and Cousins should be way better.
Right.
Proven.
But you've got to find a way to you just said it. It's a bad football team. It's a bad organization. It has been for a number of years. And, yes, it is a road game, and that's all that entails. But still, it's Las Vegas. If the Falcon fans have booked this, there should be a good representation of our fans. It's not an intimidating atmosphere by any stretch. Just go get the freaking win, and let's get back on track and hope the Chargers do us a favor and beat the Bucs.
404-726-0929. Let me hear Ra also talk about Michael Penix because, again, he said yesterday Kirk Cousins is still our guy, but it doesn't mean that Penix isn't doing all the things that they're asking him to.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You do. It's for sure Kirk, our quarterback, but I have no hesitations in what our young man has been doing and how he's been preparing and the things that he's ready to do. So if that time ever came, I would have a lot of confidence in what Mike's able to do, but Kurt's our quarterback. Kurt's the guy that's going to lead us. We still got a big-time opportunity coming up here on Monday Night Football with Kurt leading us, and I'm fired up to go out there and get us to go play better.
All right. One thing for certain, if you play as bad as our defensive secondary did in this game, anybody can beat you. Because, I mean, if I have to watch these memes one more time of our receivers, of D. Alford literally going, is he left? Is he right? Which way did he go? Which way did he go? It's like watching Wile E. Coyote and Bugs Bunny. It's or Roadrunner, I should say. It's painful. They got to tighten that up. Jimmy Lakes, by the way, no great shakes as coordinator. I know we've amped up the heat on the sacks have come. We got 9 the last 2 weeks. But still, this is not a good defense. Also, if we're going to get down to brass tacks, Carl, it's not a good defensive unit.
So here's what's funny. Everybody was crying about sacks, and they're getting them. We're still not winning.
Nope.
So what's it mean?
Sacks don't matter.
Do they matter? I mean, seriously, Mike. Smitty yeah. said it. But do they matter? We're getting what we all complained about.
Yeah, they matter when Justin Simmons finishes the job. They matter if you get the quarterback on the ground and get the team off the field when you needed to. I mean, unfortunately, these were empty calories, to your point.
They were. And listen, that's not to say we don't need them or I don't want 5 more on Sunday. Guys, you never get enough of this stuff. Eventually, the worm's going to turn, right? Eventually, we're going to get a strip sack. We're going to get some turnovers out of this, and hopefully the coverage part of it that Mike's talking about plays out like it should. Last week was embarrassing, plain and simple. Like, the defense, as good as it's been at times this year, all of those guys should be, like, running stairs. That was embarrassing the way our secondary, specifically at times, looked lost.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.